This is Dr. Pataria dictating the Council on Analia, last name Jelly Vilani. I'll spell the last name, G for God, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry, I for India, dash, Vilani, V for Victor, I for India, L for Larry, L for Larry, A for Apple, N for Nancy, I for India. First name Analia, A for Apple, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, I for India, A for Apple, period. Date is March 28, 2024, period, new paragraph. She's a 57-year-old female patient who approximately 4 weeks ago, after doing grocery shopping, when she was going to her car, she felt extremely weak, heaviness in the chest, dizzy, significant sweating, and foggy, F for Frank, O, G-G-Y, because of the period. Due to significant weakness, she was just able to go to her car and sit down in the car, but she could not drive because she was also dizzy and lightheaded, period. She called her husband to help her out, and she also noticed that she could not swallow, S for Sam, W, A for Apple, L for Larry, W, due to dryness of the mouth, period. She then went to the local emergency room. That was a SASTA regional hospital emergency room, SASTA. S for Sam, H for house, A for apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for apple. Regional hospital, R E G I for India, O, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, hospital emergency room, period. She was there for about 6 hours and no significant abnormality was noted, so she was discharged home, period. Once she reached the hospital in about half an hour to 1 hour, her significant heaviness in the chest had decreased, and then all her symptoms gradually subsided over next 6 hours till she was discharged, period. About 2 weeks ago, she had a similar but milder episode while driving the car, period. She brought her car to the stop by pulling her car to the side. Pulling, P for Peter, U, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. Once again, she was lightheaded and extremely weak, but no heaviness in the chest, period. She also had a dryness of the mouth and could not swallow, period. The patient managers came and then took her to her home. New paragraph. She would get short of breath on climbing 1.5 flight of stairs or in about 1 mile of walk, which she does at certain interval with her husband, period. She also has been noticing that at lesser degree of exertion, now she gets short of breath and tired, period. she thinks that in last 1 year, her functional capacity has decreased by about 30 to 50% or maybe more, period. No history of any syncope, period. No history of palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, unless she's on her feet for longer period of time, period. No history of any bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period. History of low blood pressure, period. No history of diabetes or cerebrovascular accident, period. No history of myocardial infarction or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period. New paragraph. Social history, period. Patient does not smoke, period. Does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. The family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she's 5'4" tall, period. Her weight is 180 pounds, period. She gained about 5 pounds in last 1 year, period. She says that her work is challenging, which she can manage, period. She does not give any history of any increased stress due to her work, period. Her work involves desk work as well as walking around, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period. No JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal spedis, which are 1/4, and both posterior tibial, 4/4, period. No, period. There is a right carotid bruit, 2/6, period. The left side do not show any bruit, period. Please note that the right carotid bruit could be due to the left lower paracerebral systolic heart murmur, which is conducted to the right basal carotid area, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in right superior extremity, 130 over 70 millimeters of mercury, and in the left superior extremity, 140 over 80 millimeters of mercury. Period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI, cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and ejection systolic murmur 2/6 in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, period, no S4, and no other heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. new paragraph. The EKG shows sinus bradycardia at 56 beats per minute period. No other significant abnormality noted. Period. Patient is in sinus rhythm. Period. New paragraph. This patient gives history that she is known to have sinus bradycardia with heart rate ranging from 45 to 55 beats per minute, period. And today's EKG show heart rate 56 beats per minute, period. Analysis. The patient's sudden symptom of weakness, heaviness in the chest and near syncopal feeling may be due to sudden drop in blood pressure, which may cause the symptom of near syncopal feeling, comma, extreme weakness, inability to do anything with the considerable sweating period. Heaviness in the chest may be related to that or may have a different likely etiology period. In view of clinical finding which may suggest possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation and or aortic stenosis, the plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for left and right ventricular function and plus to evaluate for any mitral regurgitation or aortic stenosis. Also, there could be a possibility of pulmonary hypertension, period. The plan is also to do stress test to see whether patient had any stress in this ischemia or arrhythmia, and plan is to do Holter to see whether her heart rate decreases significantly at night and whether it will come below 20 beats per minute, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. Today, patient is going to have a coronary calcium score, and we will await the results, period. New paragraph. The patient understood various suggestions well, and she had no further questions. Period. She is not on any medicine other than thyroid medication as per the patient, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, near syncope, near N for Nancy, E for Europe, A for Apple, R. Number two, prolonged heaviness in the chest. Next line, number three, progressive shortness of breath with decrease in functional capacity by about 50% in last 1 year. Next line, number five, possible aortic stenosis. Number six, possible mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number seven, right carotid bruit 2x6. And number eight, history of bradycardia for some time, where patient says that her heart rate generally varies between 45 to 55 beats per minute, but suggesting sinus bradycardia, period. The new paragraph, please note that according to patient, during 6 hours of telemonitoring in the emergency room at Shasta Regional Hospital, Shasta, S for Sam, H for House, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple. Regional Hospital, no cardiac arrhythmias were noted, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.